can hear you. Can you hear me now?
I got you.
Okay, sorry, my microphone got turned off somehow.
They're all ready?
They're all ready.
All right, I'm going to slip them right here.
Hey, Ryan. Hey, Ryan, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
I'm good. My name is Kyle Hanlon. I work with Mike there in media relations. We've got some people gathered here back at the RBC Center in Raleigh, and they're going to ask you a few questions. We'll start with Mike Maniscalco from 99.9 The Fan because he's sitting right beside me.
He doesn't need to look at me. Congratulations, Ryan. Can you sum it up? Can you put it into words? You hear your name called. You're going to a place where you know a teammate, Jeff Skinner, so does it maybe make it a little bit easier for you?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, going into a place where I know somebody's definitely going to help me a lot. I mean, if Jeff wasn't there, I'd be going into a dressing room where I knew no one, and they're a lot older than me, so it's definitely going to help me having Jeff there.
Now, everybody always wants to know, what's the best part of your game? What are your skills? What are you bringing to the next level? What are you bringing to the NHL? If we can all type, all right, here's what Ryan Murphy brings to this team.
I've been labeled as an offensive defenseman, and I do most of my work on my power play. I ran the power play there in Kitchener. We had a pretty successful one, but at the same time, I like to play solid defensively. I was a plus player this year, and hopefully I can build on that.
Does anyone want to come around and actually get on Skype with Ryan? Or because my mic's not going to pick you up from very far away.
Why don't we just give you the questions?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, I'm going to ask you the questions, Ryan, because they're going to feed them to me from across.
Just asking about, you know, a lot of people had him rated higher. Did he think he might go higher? His thoughts on how the draft went, how maybe excruciating or tough.
Yeah, Ryan, there. Chip Alexander from the News and Observer wanted to ask you about, you know, having been rated higher, maybe going a little further down the ladder than some people thought. What was that process like for you?
It was long. I mean, in reality, the number really does not matter. In a couple of years, no one's going to be able to tell me what number I went into the NHL. So I'm happy I'm going to a team that wants me here in Carolina, and I can't wait to start.
Bob Sutton from the Burlington Times News wanted to know if you paid more attention to the Hurricanes this year because of Jeff playing with the Hurricanes.
Oh yeah, for sure. I mean, every away game on the bus, I think our coach tossed on every Carolina game he could. So we saw a lot of the Hurricanes play this year in Kitchener.
What impressions did you have from watching the Hurricanes? What impressions did you have of the team?
Obviously, it's a young team. They were that close to making the playoffs this year, and I think they're only getting better.
What do you know about Raleigh and North Carolina, if anything?
I'm going to be honest. I don't know much about Carolina. Like I said, I think I visited it once a couple years ago for vacation. So for the most part, I don't know much about the city.
He probably didn't hear Jim's comment about asking Skinner about him.
Did Jim Rutherford, when you guys had your interview, did he mention anything about talking to Jeff Skinner in regard to you?
Not that I remember. I met with them actually yesterday before the draft, and they asked me what was the likelihood of me being around at 12, and I said I didn't know, and anything could happen, and I'm happy to be in Carolina, and the wait was worth it.
What kind of discussion?
Have you talked to Jeff Skinner in the last couple of days?
Yeah, I'm actually exchanging text messages with him right now.
That's pretty cool.
How do you think Jeff would describe him as a teammate, as a person?
Kareth Burke from WTVD 11, the ABC affiliate here, just asked, how do you think Jeff would describe you as a teammate, as a person?
Me and Jeff got along pretty well last year. He was obviously only a year older than me there in Kitchener, so we were pretty good buddies, and I like to say he would say I'm a good guy. I was a well-liked guy in the dressing room, so I like to say he'd say that about me.
All right, how would you describe Jeff Skinner as a teammate?
Jeff Skinner was a really mature kid when he played there in Kitchener. He was only a year older than me, but he handled himself like he was already in the NHL. He's a really hard-working kid, and he's earned everything he's got.
What about being called the Bieber of hockey?
What do you think about Jeff being called the Justin Bieber of hockey?
That was pretty cool. I mean, he's definitely a fan favorite every team he plays for, and I think it's pretty accurate in as far as that goes, but I'm not sure if he likes it very much.
Yeah.
Can you ask about his expectations for, you know, the coming season and what he needs to do to be prepared for the NHL?
Corey Lavalette from CanesCountry.com wanted to know what your expectations are for next season and what you need to do to maybe become more prepared to play in the NHL.
I'm a really confident kid, so as of now, my plan is to play in the NHL next year. I'm going to do everything I can this summer to put on the appropriate weight, and hopefully by the end of the summer, I'll be mature enough, and I'll be heavy enough to play at the next level.
Ask him about Al Skinner was going to call the trophy this year to make the team. Yeah, they had a little pressure to the situation.
Yeah, Chip Alexander from the News Observer wants to know if Skinner winning the Calder Trophy this year maybe kind of adds any pressure to now you or whoever was to be that next pick.
Sure, I mean, it adds a little pressure. He's obviously a one-of-a-kind hockey player, and there's not too many Jeff Skinners out there. So, I mean, I hope it'll be a dream come true to win the Calder Trophy, but I can't make any promises there.
How important was it with all the winning that you guys have done in Kitchener in the past 2 years to be around that environment? I guess, had to think Rick won the playoffs 2 years ago and got a very productive first round this year for yourself. How big is that for you? And as you say, you're a pretty confident kid, but to know that you can put points up on the board and continue to improve in that situation.
It's really important. I mean, I had my points went up from my rookie year and my plus minus went up from the rookie year. So I hope that's a good sign, and I hope I can build on that.
Now, there's a lot of talk of this team, a lot of guys in really good physical shape. I'm sure you know the legend of Rod Brindamore. So has Jeff kind of prepared you what you need to do to be in the weight room every single day and what goes on with that?
Yeah, I mean, I know exactly what needs to be done. I haven't talked to Jeff about anything revolving the gym, but I know what has to be done, and I'm going to do it.
Everybody good?
Yeah. Congratulations, Ryan.
Ryan, congratulations, buddy. Enjoy the rest of tonight, the weekend there in the Twin Cities, and we'll be talking to you whenever you make your way down to Raleigh.
Thanks a lot.
All right, pal. Thanks for escaping in.
Thank you.
All right.
How'd that work?
Get out of your way.
Yeah, that was great.
Work very well.
Yeah.
Thank you.